The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and welcome to yet another podcast. Thank you very much for attending these podcasts. Really appreciate the fact that you listen to them and then you send me feedback. I love it. Thank you so much. And I really enjoy doing them as well. Now, I have a little bit of a cold, a little bit of a sniffle. So if you hear me sniffling, I apologise. It's a little bit weird because I'm back in Spain. And having a cold in Spain when you're walking on the beach is like, it's just like the totally weirdest thing ever. Because you're like, how have I got a cold? But of course, it's September, so all the kids go back to school. Wife is a school teacher. She gets the cold. She passes it on to me. It's all her fault. So there we go. So I can say stuff like that because she doesn't listen to the podcast. And obviously, if she did, I wouldn't say stuff like that, so I can get away with it. So it's my prerogative. Please don't tell her. So welcome, welcome. What I wanted to talk to you today about was about what are you prepared to give up? So for your success, what are you prepared to give up? Because the stuff that you've got so far is a result of what you've been prepared to give up so far. So, like, I mean, number one for me is the TV, right? What are you prepared to give up? And let me give you a really good example. So I just got back from England. And what I find in England is it's really hard not to watch the TV. And it's really hard because in England, it's raining all... I mean, I live in Leeds, right? So this it might be different where you live. Maybe it's sunny and tropical all the time. But for me, it's raining all the time. It's grey all the time. It's very windy all the time. It's just pretty drab, actually. We're in September. The nights get darker earlier than they did, you know, just a month or two ago. And so what else is there to do than put on X Factor and the Great British Bake Off and Cold Feet, is it? Is that the latest one? Didn't that used to be on like 15 years ago or something? And it's really popular. So anyway, I was home this weekend. I flew in on a Friday. I spent a great weekend with the kids and flew back on Monday. And honestly, the trip coming back Monday, so I drive from Leeds to East Midlands, get a plane to Alicante. I then get on a bus to get to the train station. I then get a train from Alicante to Valencia, and then another train from Valencia to Castellón, which is where sort of where we live. And then a taxi from Castellón to the villa. And it's like, good grief, I flew at 1:45 and I got in about 11:30. It's close to midnight last night, and it's just exhausting. But it's my choice to do that. Okay, so it's my choice. I choose to fly back every other weekend to go see my kids. I'd fly back more if I could, if I was allowed to, through family courts. But the Great British Justice System, I've not seen them in 4 weeks, so I was very excited to fly back anyway. But it was just a hard slog. But it's all my choice, okay, and that's fine. Just as if you're working 60-hour weeks for your business, that's your choice too. If you're having to do two jobs to make ends meet, that's your choice. Now, I know that might sound cold-hearted, but it's absolutely true. It's your choice. If you'd have studied harder at school, and by the way, I'm not a great believer in the fact that you have to study hard at school to get successful in life. I do not believe that at all. I do not have a degree, but I've got millions of pounds worth of assets that generate monthly cash flow. So I don't believe that you need a degree or a good education. You just got to get good at something that's going to pay you well. And if you didn't do that, then that was a choice. It might have been a second choice or a third choice because you didn't know about it. I always laugh at the joke by Graham Norton, and he was talking about the fact he was celibate, and he said, it's a choice, a second choice. And I just thought that was very funny. But, you know, what you do as a job, what you do as a boss, it's all a choice, okay? And so you can make better choices and you can make worse choices. One of the good choices you could make is to get skilled up, is to become an expert at what you do, and you get paid more. Another choice is to create podcasts and videos. And I know a lot of people listening to this are not creating videos and are not creating podcasts. Because if you were, you'd be dropping me an email saying, Dan, I listened to your podcast and I thought I should do that. I'm going to create a podcast. And we do get them, by the way, but we don't get enough. Not compared to how many people actually download this. And it's like, oh, I don't know how to get more business. Well, have you got a podcast? No. Have you done any videos? No. Have you created any images? No. Okay. Have you posted on social media? No. It's like, what have you been doing? Oh, well, I've been watching something on YouTube. And it's like, watching doesn't create money. Doing creates the money. But anyway, going back to what are you going to give up? So this weekend, and I was channel hopping, and I watched a little bit of X Factor, because that's what you do. And then I came to this channel, and it's called Made in Leeds. And like, we get Freeview. We don't pay for Sky, we don't pay for Virgin, we just get Freeview. We're not there long enough, quite frankly, to get that sort of stuff. And we don't really watch a huge amount of TV anyway, which is relevant compared to what we're actually talking about in terms of what you're going to give up. So I was watching this TV programme, Made in Leeds, and it's quite an amateur-looking programme, and that's okay, it's totally fine. We haven't got the budget in order to create a Hollywood-style, you know, type sort of thing, and it's fine. So there's a couple of people in a studio with a background, a couple of microphones and a video camera, and that's okay, right? It's a high-def video camera, and it's a TV-quality camera, so it's fine. But it just looks a little bit amateur and so on, and it's okay. So, and that wasn't the problem. The problem was the person who was on it, and they were going through the newspapers that involved anything to do with Leeds, effectively, which is my hometown. And one of the women, she was talking about something to do with Portugal. I don't even know what it was. But she was complaining about people who were able to go to Portugal. She was saying that, you know, all she's been able to do this year was a week away in Wales. Like, Wales is very nice, by the way, but it's not what Portugal is. It's not like ocean where you can go swimming in the sea. Not unless, like, you're really mad or something. But it really annoyed me, because just previous to that, she was talking about the Great British Bake Off and about what a disaster it is that that's now finished. And then she was talking about Cold Feet. And I'm like, you're watching all these TV programmes, and then in the next sentence, you're complaining about the fact that your holiday in Wales. It's fairly obvious to me what you need to do. Turn off the bloody TV. This is what you should be prepared to give up. Now, there was a coach who's from Leeds, and she was like, oh, do you know what? I don't even watch TV. And the two women looked at her like she just said that she'd met an alien and had sex with it. Like it was the most bizarre thing ever that somebody doesn't watch TV. And yet these are the same people who are complaining about the fact that they had to take a holiday in Wales. And it's like, it's a decision, it's a choice. A holiday in Wales is a choice. And there's nothing wrong with Wales. Wales is a beautiful part of the country. But like I say, it's not swimming in the Mediterranean Sea, is it? You know, it's not paddleboarding or scuba diving or whatever, you know, whatever it is that you enjoy about going somewhere hot. But her watching Cold Feet and Great British Bake Off and X Factor and all these other TV programmes, that's a choice as well. I mean, you might not think it's a choice, but of course it's a choice. What else is it? Oh, well, Dan, you don't understand. My wife wants to watch X Factor. That's fine. You can grab your laptop and sit in front of a TV and you work while your wife watches X Factor. If that's what you want to do, then that's fine. Oh, but Dan, you know, I never understand. This is what people say. Oh, it's all right for you because... And it wasn't all right for me. Going back 15 years, it wasn't all right for me. I was living on beans and chips, you know, baked potatoes, basically, for a month. So it's not all right. I went through that stuff as well. But I made a decision to start reading, to start educating myself as to how to not live in that situation. And it's like one step after another step after another step. That's what gets you to where being successful is. Overnight success isn't like this 24-hour thing. It's like it took me 17 years to get to where I am today. That's when I started investing in property. And it actually took longer than that because I had to start earning more money through the jobs. So I went from $15,000 a year to $100,000 a year in 4 years flat. And I did that from the ages of 26 through to 30. And I started investing about 26, 27. So it took longer. But it took longer than that because I was reading for 10 years. I read Tony Robbins' book pretty much as soon as it came out. So Waking the Giant Within, I don't know how old that is, but that's like late 80s maybe, early 90s. So it took a long time for me to get to where I wanted to get to. But I had to give stuff up. So when my friends were going out and going out for getting drunk, having a good laugh, at age 26, 27, I mean, sometimes I did that, but sometimes I didn't. And I would, what are you prepared to give up? And I was prepared to give up my nights out, the TV. I was prepared to give up my time. I used to have two jobs, so I'd work one job during the day. And it's funny because I remember in that job, it was Symphony Kitchens on Gelded Road. They're still there. I didn't send that company under. I felt like it when I left. I had a terrible, terrible boss. And boss, if you're listening to this, by the way, you were a terrible boss. And if you're still a boss, I hope you've got better. But I bet, actually, you're still doing the same job. Slightly higher up in the hierarchy of things, but I bet exactly the same. White shirt, tie, moustache, glasses. I bet nothing has changed other than a few pounds heavier and a few years older. But in that job, I had three telephones on my desk for one person, me, to answer. How's that supposed to work? If I'm on the phone and the other two phones are ringing, what do? Just hang up on the first phone? How's that supposed to work? I mean, what sort of organisation is that? So anyway, that's what happened on the first job. And then I'd leave that job and I'd go work at William Hill, the bookies. and I would be taking telephone bets between 6 and 11 p.m. at night. So I would work a lot of hours, and sometimes it was quiet, and I would read books when I was working at the William Hill job because no phone calls were coming through. And so I always had two jobs. And so what was I prepared to give up? I was prepared to give up going out. I was prepared to give up my own time. And most people aren't prepared to do that. See, I speak to a lot of people and they tell me, but Dan, you don't understand. And again, it's that it's all right for you sort of thing, but you don't understand my particular situation. All your situations are exactly the same. You're working too hard. You feel like you're working long hours. You're not seeing the wife and kids. You can't save anything because you spend everything that you earn, which again is a decision, because I bet most of you are listening to this and haven't, and are saying, oh, well, you know, I've got no money left. How many of you actually have the spreadsheet that we talk about? Like, you don't need me to email you a spreadsheet. You can create a spreadsheet on your own. You'd have a spreadsheet that covers costs, so you can work out actually how much money you're spending and how much money can you save. Even if you want to save £1 or £2 a month and you start paying that onto your credit card, that eventually will start to increase. And then you start to focus on generating more cash to accelerate the payment of that. It's all fairly straightforward and logical. The problem is most people spend more time choosing wallpaper than they do even looking at the spreadsheet. Or more people spend more time watching X Factor, Cold Feet and Great British Bake Off. I don't know what's so great about it. Maybe you can write in and tell me. But they spend more time doing that lot than they do actually looking at the spreadsheet, working out how much money they've spent. That's crazy. That's like saying, Dan, I'm overweight and I don't know why. What did you eat today? 24 donuts. Stop eating donuts. Oh, I can't do that. That's like, well, stay fat then. It's very logical. Either cut out the donuts, start eating your greens, move a little bit. It's fairly obvious, right? It doesn't take a rocket scientist or some amazing new invention to work out where the problem is. And yet most people are not prepared to give that up. And so what are you prepared to give up? And they go, but, you know, I'm working 60 hours a week. How many hours are in a week? 168 hours are in a week. And usually we separate those into thirds. So a day is basically 7, 14, 21. It's about 7.5 hours, maybe 8 hours. It's 8 hours, isn't it? 8, 16, 24. So you've got 8 hour slots. Sleep for 8 hours. Work for 8 hours. What are you doing for the other 8 hours? A day, this is. Times 7 times 8. Somebody work that out for me. Okay, so it's what, 56 hours? So, like, you could work more hours in a week. Oh, no, but Dan, you don't understand. I do understand. You're watching too much TV. Oh, but I like to watch... I've got to get my fix of Star Trek. Fine, watch your Star Trek. 1 hour a week. 2 hours max. What are you going to do for the other time? And it becomes easy just to switch the TV on because you've had a hard day at work and you just want to rest. And that's okay. If you want to keep doing that for the rest of your life, then that's fine. That's totally acceptable. And most people I speak to, they don't want that. They don't want to keep doing that for the rest of their lives. They want to get out of that trap. And so you get out of that trap by actually getting out of that trap, by leaving the TV off, maybe having half an hour or an hour of rejuvenation time, whatever that happens to be. That could be a TV program. It could be something you've recorded. It could be a massage. It could be going out for a run. But a great way of doing this is to split your days up into two. So, you know, you get up at six, you get into work early, and if you do, let's say you're self-employed, it's a bit easier. So you do 6 till 12, there's 6 hours, and then you have an hour for lunch, or maybe half an hour for lunch. Let's call it an hour because it's easier maths. And then from 1 o'clock till 10 o'clock, there's another 9 hours. That's 15-hour days. That's fine. You've got 9 hours worth of sleep there. And of course, you've got to eat and you've got to see the kids and so on. So there's maybe 2 hours there every night. But you're working 15-hour days there. Now multiply that by 7, and you've got 105 hours. Now you're going to start being successful. More doors are going to start opening. And if you think about it, if you did, for example, just one podcast every day that took an hour, do you think that you might get more sales? Like if I worked at Dell still, that's one of the big companies that I used to work for, we're just... reaching on to the £100,000 a year mark. If I worked at Dell, I would have a podcast out about Dell, about all the systems, about the solutions that we provide. Even though I'm an employee, I would have a podcast about that. And I would be interviewing IT managers. And so other IT managers who were in charge of large conglomerate-type companies, which was my target audience, I would be sending them the podcast, going, look, I'm on iTunes, I've got this podcast, this is what we're doing to some of your... other people who are IT directors, This is what they're doing in their business. Maybe we should have a chat. Maybe we can help you. So think about what helped me close business working at Dell. Absolutely. How many people who work for someone else have their own podcast? None. It's crazy. What are you doing? How many videos have you created for your company? None. How many images have you created? What social media stuff? It's nothing changes just because you're working for somebody else. So from that perspective, it's like, well, what are you prepared to give up? And sometimes it's your dignity. So, you know, by the way, your dignity and an empty wallet is worth an empty wallet. That's all it's worth. Okay? Now, you'll be interested to know that that's a Star Trek rules of acquisition. For making rule of acquisition, a sack and an empty wallet is worth an empty wallet. I think something like that. But it's true. It's like, so in terms of you giving up your dignity, when you go out and do your first video, that's what I mean by giving up your dignity, because it'll be crap, it'll be terrible. It'll be so terrible you'll want to hide it forever. Go back and take a look at some of my first videos. They're terrible, but they're still out there. I don't care. It makes no difference. Will that video help me make money in future? Absolutely. So keep it up. Keep it out there. So what are you prepared to give up in order to get what you want? I would begin by writing a list of all the things that you do right now that you know you should stop or cut down by, say, 50%. Like, do you even know how many hours of TV you watch every week? Why not start recording how many hours you watch? And just see. And then cut it down. Cut it down to your top two favourite programmes. Just watch those. And then the rest of the time, watch YouTube and learn. Or, as we've said before, learning isn't what will make you the money. It's taking the action. Create your own videos so that other people can watch them. When we first started, I was just saying this to a friend of mine on Facebook, and he's got another song out, and it's out. It's on iTunes, and people are buying it. And it's like, it's brilliant. It's so exciting. People are buying his music, okay? But he's saying, he won't be able to retire on it. And I'm like, dude, it's fine. It's because you've not got enough yet. It's got like 3 or 4 songs out. Like, get 200 songs out, and then you'll start getting enough. When we first started doing my videos, we're getting like 1 or 2 views a day. Now, we're getting between 175 and 225 every single day. That's 6,000 views a month. That's phenomenal. And when we talk about podcasts, we get more podcasts than that being downloaded. And it's because we're up to number 64, this one is, I think. And so, you just haven't got enough yet. Oh, well, I've done my podcast down, I've got 4 out, and oh, to be honest with you, it's not working. No, it's because you've got 4. Get 400, and then come back to me and tell me it's not working, because it will work. Oh, well, I've done an image, and it didn't work. I've done a podcast, I've done a video, I put an advert in the newspaper, it didn't work. Of course it didn't, you put one advert in. You got to ramp it up. What are you prepared to give up? So look, I hope that's useful for you. My energy's plummeted there. It's because I'm all bugged up and I can't speak properly. So, but I've got through what I wanted to say in this episode. Write down a list of all the things that you need to give up in order to be successful, and then start giving them up. All right, I hope that's useful for you. My name's Dan Latta. We'll speak to you on the next one. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.